From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump commended the international community Tuesday for confronting North Korea over its nuclear weapons development, but his United Nations envoy said she's skeptical that the latest sanctions will deter Pyongyang. Trump, on what he calls a working vacation at his golf resort in New Jersey, said in a Twitter comment, after many years of failure, countries are coming together to finally address the dangers posed by North Korea. We must be tough and decisive. But Trump's U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley told NBC's Today show that the newest United Nations sanctions aimed at cutting $1 billion in North Korean exports are not going to stop our North Korea problem. South Africa President Jacob Zuma has survived a no-confidence vote Tuesday. Zuma has previously weathered seven similar votes, but never under the cover of secrecy. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
As it has seven times before, South Africa's ruling party on Tuesday came out strongly against the opposition's motion to remove President Zuma, who has become increasingly unpopular while embroiled in long-simmering corruption scandals. The way the African National Congress tells it, the vote is a threat to the party that swept power in the nation's first democratic government in 1994. The Opposition Democratic Alliance, or DA, which brought the motion to Parliament, says Zuma's corruption allegations make him unfit to hold the highest office in South Africa. The country is mired in deep recession and high unemployment, and its credit ratings have been downgraded since Zuma fired Finance Minister Praveen Gordon in March. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
This is VOA News. Kenyans stood in line for hours Tuesday to cast ballots in hotly contested nationwide polls, facing rain and both cold and hot weather conditions throughout the day. The presidential race pits the current president, Uhuru Kenyatta, against his longtime rival, opposition leader Raila Odinga. Voters also will decide on senators, governors, women's representatives of the National Assembly, members of the National Assembly, and members of the County Assembly. The Electoral Commission said heavy rain hampered voting in three parts of the country, and helicopters were required to airlift materials and polling officials. The commission said voting would be extended in any polling stations that got a late start. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has made a short visit to Thailand for talks on trade and regional security matters, including discussions on pressuring North Korea over its nuclear and missile programs. Following his visit to a regional security forum in the Philippines, Tillerson, the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit Thailand since a 2014 coup, arrived in Bangkok Tuesday to meet with Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha and Foreign Minister Don Pramud Winai. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says the government will hold a vote later this year that could put the country one step closer to legalizing gay marriage. Turnbull told reporters Tuesday his government will present a bill to the Australian Senate to hold a compulsory plebiscite in November. If the Senate rejects the measure, the government would then hold a voluntary postal vote, with the votes due back by mid-November, at a cost of $97 million. If a majority of voters in either scenario check the yes box, Parliament would then vote on the measure in December. Turnbull says he's following through on a campaign pledge to hold the plebiscite. Strong leaders carry out their promises, weak leaders break them, he told reporters. Senate lawmakers rejected a bill to hold a plebiscite last November, with opposition lawmakers citing concerns about cost and a run-up campaign filled with bigoted and homophobic rhetoric. A 6.5 magnitude earthquake struck the remote and mountainous Sichuan province of China Tuesday night, the U.S. Geological Survey said. Up to 100 people are feared dead and thousands more injured in the quake. That's according to the Chinese government. At least four people have been confirmed dead and 30 injured so far. The epicenter of the quake was in Nagawa Prefecture, sparsely populated mostly by Tibetans, many of whom are nomadic herders near a well-known national park. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.